Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today's date is April 8th, 2025, and the time is 10:01 a.m. Congresswoman Lemon, could you please take care of today's prayer?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today so thankful for such the beautiful sunshine and the prior rain that you gave us. We ask that you be with us today to help guide us in our minds and our hearts to make good decisions for our people. We ask that you provide sustenance to anyone that is in need of food or drink, housing, or just a hug. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're now on roll call. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Bighorse?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Second Speaker Hamilton? Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn? Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker? Speaker Shaw?
Present. We do have a quorum. We are now on approval of the journal dated April 7, 2025. Please take a moment to review.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bighorse.
I make a motion to approve the minutes dated April 7th, 2025.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Did you say April 7th? Because the same thing happened to me when I clicked in. Okay. Is that what we're approving right now? Yes, okay. Thank
yes.
You. All right.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. The Journal of August, I'm not sure why I think it's August, of April 7, 2025 has been approved. We're now on reports to select committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Hey, good morning, Speaker. Good morning, colleagues and all those in attendance. Hi. So the Appropriations Committee met and we discussed, we actually met yesterday, we discussed ONCA 2547, which is an act to authorize and appropriate the $3,000 to the Harmony Friends Church and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Vital committee action was due pass, voting yes, Rivard, Shaw, Bighorse, Whitehorn, Redcorn. We also discussed bill number ONCA 2551, which is an act to authorize residual assets in the cap asset fund in the amount of $30,000 to be utilized for the Fairfax Visitor Center project and the amount of $17,000 for the pickleball court fencing, and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor. Final committee action, due pass, Rivard, Shaw, Bighorse, Whitehorn and Redcorn voting yes, and we also discussed ONCR 2508, which is a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $180,000 for the Native American Language Preservation and Maintenance Grant. Congressman Big Horse is the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass. Voting yes, Rivard, Big Horse, Whitehorn, Redcorn. We also had or discussed ONCR 2509, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $750,000 for the USDA Community Connect Grant, and the sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. The final committee action was a due pass, voting yes, Rivard, Big Horse, Whitehorn, and Redcorn. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. We are now on introduction of bills and or resolutions. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCR 2510, which is a resolution to authorize and adopt the amended Articles of Incorporation for the nonprofit corporation Monzeska Odotsi, place to borrow money, formed under the Osage Nation Nonprofit Corporation Code. Also reading in ONCR 2511, which is a resolution to approve the amended bylaws of the Monzeska Odotsi Place to Borrow Money Public Purpose Corporation in accordance with the Articles of Incorporation.
ONCR 2510 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. ONCR 2511 will be assigned to the Government Operations Committee. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2544, an act to repeal the Health Clinic Construction Fund and to establish an effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONCA 2550, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? ONCA 2544 and ONCA 2550 will advance to third reading after engrossment on tomorrow's agenda, on the next session agenda. We are now on motions and notices. Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Madam Speaker. Commerce, Gaming, and Land will meet immediately following session to 12:30.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Government Operations will meet 1 to 4.
Thank you. We are now on adjournment. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn until Thursday at 10 a.m.
Second.
Congresswoman Goodfox, I believe that we are going to have session tomorrow. On the original schedule, it did have tomorrow open, but I believe we're going to have session tomorrow. Just a moment. Calendar's been updated. I apologize.
Okay. Withdraw my motion and motion to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Motion in a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. We are adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.